What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, it's dedicated to the Dare to Be Iconic hotline, but specifically those Miami Grand Prix questions, because I got a lot of them, you guys. I got a lot of questions about the Miami Grand Prix, and I am ready to spill the tea about it right here, right now, and answer your questions live. But before we do that, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli underscore and at Dare to Be Iconic underscore. And if you're on LinkedIn, you already know what I'm going to say, Radiant Icons, because I love me some LinkedIn. It's Amanda Policelli on there, so make sure to connect with me. All of my socials will be linked in the show notes below. And also, I know. There's a lot of updates in the Dare to Be Iconic world because there's a lot of iconicness happening, especially in the last couple of months. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, whiplash, right? But if you haven't heard, there is a new merch drop for Dare to Be Iconic. The Paddock Icons collection is now live. You can find that in the show notes below. It's on the Dare to Be Iconic Etsy shop and also the Dare to Be Iconic website under the merchandise tab. Again, that's linked in the show notes for you guys. So now that we're done with the Dare to Be Iconic announcements, let's get to the tea, shall we? I am literally so excited to be answering all of these questions because I've gone through every single one and all of these questions, whew, you guys never disappoint, okay? You guys never let me down. And these are good. These are spicy. These are hot. It's honestly as hot as the Miami sun. You see what I did there? All right, Radiant Icons, are you ready for your tea time sesh? Because it is starting now. All right, first question. Be honest, did the track and weekend live up to the Miami hype this year? You want my honest opinion? I'm going to give it to you. It's a yes and a no. Now, going into the Miami Grand Prix, I had a lot of expectations, right? Because Miami last year, the hype was unreal. The FOMO was unmatched. Like, it was insane. So I came in to the Miami Grand Prix week, I should say, because it was a week experience with high expectations. And throughout the week, I definitely took note of the things where I was like, this is not what I thought it would be. And the things that completely exceeded what I thought the week would entail, right? And so there's a good and bad. It's a yes and no. This is what I have to say. The track itself, not my favorite. It is not my favorite circuit. And again, I'm only comparing it to Barcelona because, as you guys know, last summer I went to the Spanish Grand Prix. And that track was amazing. I had the time of my life. It was easy to navigate. We had the fan stage there, which Miami does not. And I think that is definitely an element that Miami is missing. I definitely did miss that aspect. There were a lot of great opportunities in Spain at the track. And it was also, it was closer. You know, everything was near each other as compared to Miami. It's a larger track. There are so many things going on. It's a lot. You know, you are walking a lot. It is a lot. I think it's more than Spain. Maybe it's the same. I don't know. It felt longer, right? It's a larger campus. So going back to my original point here, when it came to the actual Grand Prix weekend, right? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as a general admission individual in this case, Miami did not live up to the hype, in my personal opinion. I think the GA experience, the fan experience in general in Miami for that Grand Prix weekend, there are so many elements that unfortunately fell through that they could have done better. And I think for general admission, especially, you know, as compared to other tracks like Spain, you know, you can bring your lawn chairs, you can bring your blankets. You can't do that in Miami, you know? And so the general admission experience as a whole, not my favorite thing. It did not live up to the hype. However, when it comes to the external fan activations, like the Williams Fan Zone, never disappoints. When it comes to the F1 Academy activations that they had in Miami, absolutely exceeded my expectations. We did not have that in Spain. The only activation that we truly had was the Fan Fest and was the they did something new with the cars down the street, and then they had the Williams Fan Zone, right? Like, those activations were great. Obviously, the Williams Fan Zone is a a firm one for me. I truly believe if you are going to a Grand Prix where there is a Williams fan zone, you need to go to it. It's the best way to set up your Grand Prix weekend. However, there are more external activations in Miami that really allow fans to be a part of the experience that made Miami worth the hype. When it came to the actual experience, like, again, as a GA individual, it did not live up to the hype. However, the F1 Academy paddock, absolutely amazing, because again, they didn't have that in Spain. So for me, it's really, you got to pick your poison. Do you want all those external fan activations that truly make the weekend worthwhile? Or when you're talking about just that weekend itself on the track, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. It's not my favorite circuit. My experience as a fan wasn't the best. I definitely had a better experience in Spain when it comes to the actual Grand Prix days. But the external activations in Miami, there was so much to do and there were so many opportunities that for me, it was worth it. So that is my honest opinion. Now let's get to question number two. What was your hot take from the Miami Grand Prix weekend? Do not hold back. Well, I promise you, I won't hold back. I don't hold back on any of my opinions. I think my hot take would be that if you are doing the Miami Grand Prix, please do a grandstand. Do not do GA. The GA experience, like I mentioned in the answer previously, is not worth it in Miami. It is not worth your money, and you are not getting the most bang for your buck. I know a lot of people said that online. I do not agree. I strongly disagree with that statement. I think if you are going to shell out money to go to Miami, and if you can afford it, because I know grandstands are extremely expensive. That's why I didn't do it. If I can swing it, I would do a grandstand seat. I was even talking to someone really important in my life, and I was telling them that personally going back for next year, I think I would kind of dabble with the idea of doing a single day grandstand ticket because those were really affordable. Actually, they were like $65 on Friday and Saturday. Obviously, Sunday, it's, you know, it gets up into the hundreds. But if you can afford to go to the Miami Grand Prix, right, and you're thinking about doing a grandstand and you're kind of dabbling with the idea of, do I do all 3 days? Do I do 2 days? Do I do 1 day? I would look into that grandstand option and see which one is the best for you within your budget. But my hot take, don't do GA. If you can splurge on a grandstand, even if it's for 1 day, even if it's for 2 days, that is worth your money more in Miami, I promise you. Next question. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. Which driver had the most iconic performance and who totally missed the mark? Ooh, okay. This is a loaded question, but let's get into it, shall we? Okay, so when it comes to the driver who I think had the most iconic performance throughout the entire weekend as a whole, it's going to be Oscar Piastri. Now, you guys know I'm a big papaya girl. I love McLaren, but also Lando Norris is my favorite driver, right? I haven't been shy about that throughout this entire Dare to Be Iconic journey. But when I think of the 2025 season, right, and I think of the overall picture of it, Oscar has impressed me. And he's always been a favorite of mine. He hasn't been, obviously, at Lando's level for me. However, Oscar is coming close, you guys. And Oscar has had iconic performance after iconic performance. Now, who totally missed the mark? You know, there's a lot of teams in general that have missed the mark this season or even this weekend in Miami. And, you know, I'm not going to say a specific driver, but I'm going to say there's there is room for improvement for some individuals. And that's where I'm leaving that. That is where I'm leaving that. I will keep that part to myself. But most iconic performance goes to Oscar Piastri, who I think, you guys, will become the world champion this year. I know that's also a hot take, but I do believe it. I think Oscar will be the world champion this year. And I think McLaren will become constructors 1,000%. All right, next question. What was your biggest fangirl moment during the Miami Grand Prix? there were so many fangirl moments for the Miami Grand Prix. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. There are so many fangirl moments. I have to name them all off. Leah Block saying she loved my question before she signed my phone case. Fangirl moment, 1,000%. The day after that, that was the F1 Academy premiere. Seeing Reese Witherspoon and Susie Wolf on the stage before me, absolutely insane, mind-blowing fangirl moment. Okay, Miss Elle Woods herself, you guys. Like, what? Third one, let's see. The female quotient event in a whole, that made my entire, like, weekend life, literally a fangirl moment, just being in that room. But also meeting Susie Wolf, fangirl moment to the max. Like, she is the icon. Later on in the day, I met Abby Poling, the F1 Academy world champion from last year. Huge fangirl moment. Joanne and Alba, two of the current F1 Academy drivers that are on the grid, they waved to me on Saturday in their garage. Literally, fangirl moment, because I had to turn around to Katie from Race Tips, and be like, did that just happen? She goes, yes, Amanda, you're not dreaming it. So yeah, that's a fangirl moment there. And I think, like, just witnessing the podium, that's a fangirl moment in itself too. And, like, also meeting all my online friends, that's a fangirl moment, because I'm like, oh my God, like, you're real. Like, you're here in front of me. Like, we're hanging out. Like, that's a fangirl moment. So again, like, Miami was filled with so many amazing, iconic fangirl moments. And those are all of them. I can't sum up one to you, because it was just like fangirl central for me. Like, I was living my most iconic life, like truly my most iconic life, because so much happened in Miami, and it was literally just, it was just amazing. Yeah, those are all my fangirl moments. I can't choose one. I can't do that to myself, because everything was just too iconic, like, I promise you. If you could party in Miami with any driver, who are you picking and why? Well, obvious answer here, Lando Norris. I mean, I don't even think, like, come on, you guys. It's going to be Lando. I think Lando would have a good time. He would know where to go, because he won last year in Miami, right? So he has all the connections. And then also, like, Lando Norris is my favorite driver, so why wouldn't I want to go party with him? Like, I feel like he would just be such a good time to go out with. Like, I feel like he would have all the connections. He would know who to talk to, where to go. And, like, even honestly, I feel like Martin Garrix would pop up, you know, like, I feel like we would be set, like, the night would be perfect, and it would just be, like, amazing. Like, I think you would have, like, the best time of your life. So if I'm choosing someone to go out with in Miami, I would pick Lando Norris. Like, I just feel like on all fronts, it checks all the boxes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, I'm partying with Lando Norris. I know he just became a dad this Miami weekend, which is so Max Verstappen coded, like, literally so Max Verstappen coded. But, like, I feel like Max can also have a good time. Like, he knows how to party. So he would be my second choice, 1,000%. And then maybe Yuki, he would be fun. Like, we would have a good time. You know what I mean? So Lando, Max, and Yuki, those are the drivers that I'm picking to party with in Miami. Oh, I love this question. If you could start a fan activation or event for next year's Miami Grand Prix, what would it be? Honestly, and I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, I would amplify Lando Bash. I would make it bigger than it already was this year. Like, this year, Kimmy and I, we killed it. Like, we literally did kill that shit. Like, we exceeded our expectations, and everything came together so beautifully, like, even better than we both could imagine, right, and hope for. And I think for next year, if I were to do an event or fan activation, I would amplify the idea of Lando Bash on a grander scale, because that is definitely something that I have in the works. I have something up my sleeve, because you guys know I always do. But I would do something like Lando Bash, but on a grander scale. And yeah, that's all I'm saying, because I'm not giving away that secret just yet, but I will spill the tea on it when the time comes. But just know, a DTBI fan activation will be in the near future. Just you wait, Radiant Icons. I can't wait to meet all of you again, basically, is what I'm saying. Okay, like, Lando Bash was iconic, and what I have planned next is even more iconic. So stay tuned. All right, next question. Amanda, how do you stay confident and iconic in spaces where you feel underestimated, like we often are as fangirls? So being a woman entrepreneur and also being a fangirl and being in a space that is male dominated, there's a lot of things against me, right? I am a woman who is championing women to embrace who they are in a male dominated sports space where, you know, they don't really like women voicing their opinions. And when I go into a space or I enter a space where I feel underestimated, I always have to remind myself of my why. Why am I here? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And for me, when I think back of the purpose of Dare to Be Iconic, it is to elevate, it is to champion, and it is to empower other women to embrace who they are unapologetically, to have true confidence in who they are. So for me, that is going to be my strength. That is going to be my why that will propel me forward in staying confident and iconic in these spaces where I feel underestimated. And I am doing it for you guys, and I am doing it for myself. I am doing it for that little baby Amanda who was too scared to love what she loved so unapologetically, who was so scared to dare to be herself. I am doing that for little baby Amanda. I am doing that for you guys because I am here to make a difference. I am here to use my voice and empower you guys to also use your voice. So yeah, if these people underestimate me, so what? I know what I bring to the table. So I'm going to stay confident and iconic in that because I'm too much of a bad bitch to let them bring me down. What's one thing you'll take from the Miami Grand Prix weekend to help you dare to be iconic in your daily life? I just have to start off saying that there are so many things that I am taking away from the Miami Grand Prix. But if there is one thing that I have to pick, it actually goes back to last week's Tea Time Sesh and the first lesson, which is community is everything. And when we come together, we rise together. And the reason why that one thing will be the main thing that I take away from Miami is because it proved the message of Dare to Be Iconic, which is daring to be yourself is the most powerful act that you can do for yourself. And when I saw this iconic, beautiful community of women come together throughout the entire week, okay, not just Lando Bash, it was through the entire week and weekend where I saw women come together time and time again to celebrate the sport that they love so unapologetically and show up exactly as they are without fear of judgment. So to me, when we all come together and embrace who we are, right? Embrace our most iconic selves, that shines throughout, right? And we attract people who are also daring to be themselves. We are creating and cultivating this community of women who uplift each other, who champion each other, who elevate each other. That is something that I will take with me forever because it proves that this messaging of Dare to Be Iconic, right? That foundation of what I say Dare to Be Iconic is happening time and time again when I see women come together and do that exact thing and be exactly who they are. And that is the one thing that I will take away from Miami Grand Prix is the magic of being who you are, embracing it, and how it attracts other people to you who are also on that same mission. Because we're all daring to be iconic together, because daring to be iconic, right? This journey of it is not only an individualistic experience or journey, it's a community journey as well. We are all on this journey together. And so when we come together, we rise together, and community truly is everything. And that's what I'll take away from Miami. Who do you want to see take over the Miami podium next year? Manifest it. You know what? I'm going to be so controversial here, and I'm not going to say the answer that you guys expect, which is Lando Norris. I'm going to say Nico Hülkenberg. I want to see him on the podium. I want to see him get his flowers. It is in due time, and I will sob seeing Nico get a podium. And then on top of that, I would love to see Yuki get a podium in Miami next year. Like, I think that would be so iconic. Like, literally, so iconic. So yeah, I'm going so off the rails, very, very delusional. And you know what? I'm going to manifest it. Yuki and Nico, I want to see them on the podium. And I think it would be even more iconic if it was in Miami. I'm just saying. But yeah, that's what I'm manifesting for next year. And my last question, in one word, describe the Miami Grand Prix. Well, that's easy. The Miami Grand Prix is iconic and always will be. Iconic. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. Time really does fly when you're having fun, because I love, love, love the Dare to Be Iconic hotline specific tea time sessions. They're literally so much fun. Like, I love answering your questions. Like, oh my God. But anyway, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. And I will never get tired of saying that, you guys. Like, I literally love it. And I love you guys. So anyway, I will chat with you guys next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.